one of the important aspects that you will be using throughout your message, especially in delivery, is body language. Body language is critical. You learn it in basic speech class. But if you're not making eye contact, the movements don't represent what you're saying, then people can totally miss the message. It's the body language that often brings the entire message or lesson to life. And that's true both in the pulpit and in the classroom. So whether it's a lesson or a sermon, work on your body language. Hand movements and gestures should be normal and natural, and yet especially match a particular situation. For instance, it might be that the scripture talks about God reaching down from heaven. And as you're delivering that, you might be leaning towards the audience. And as you say, God reaching down, you are slowly taking your hand downward, reaching out towards that audience, illustrating in their mind the visual of God and how much He loves them and longs to reach out and touch them. And just that illustration with the hand and with the arm, while the eyes are staying focused, locked in eye to eye on the people you're speaking with, you'll notice a major difference in the way they listen and the way that they respond to that message. One of the great dangers, and it happens a lot when people first begin speaking, is either being glued to a stand, podium, pulpit, whatever, where you look like you're frozen in time. That can kill the message. Another thing would be the person who frantically paces because of their nerves. I've seen people go back and forth until they almost look like one of those little targets that go back and forth in a shooting gallery. And it can make you very, very nervous. And again, after a while, you can't hear the message for the messenger. And so movement should be very natural. One of the things that you can do is when you start a story, you might walk over and stay at the side of a pulpit or a lectern until that part of the story is done, whether that's part of a story or all of a story. But you tell a whole phrase, a whole idea, while making eye contact with a particular group of people. Then you can go back and you can maybe move to the other side and catch another group of people. There's what they call the Mona Lisa concept. And that's basically, if you look at a particular area and stay focused on that area, everyone within a circular radius of that area believes that, wow, did he talk to me today? And so one of the things you do is you start out looking right at a particular group of people and you hit that illustration, that introduction, that story, whatever it is, and you stay with them. And then you go back in to another group, and that movement that's very natural causes you to seem very personal, causes them to communicate, helps them to listen better because their mind doesn't wander and check out. And so that's another very, very helpful thing in body language. Another thing is using the podium for instance, let's just say you want to ask them a rhetorical question. So you lean up on the pulpit, you lean your head towards the congregation, and then you simply go, "Why, we would never do that. Not us. Would we?" And then there's a dramatic pause to let them go, And so again, that helps move them to both listen and to do something with the message as well. Body movements, gestures, all aid in actually causing a person to embrace and apply a message. So one of the things you want to do is take different passages that seem to have a lot of particular stories and movement, and as you read those, practice looking at different parts of the audience, staying with them until you get done with this one particular thought, then move to another side of the room, moving back and forth. I think if you do this, you'll find that it makes everything a lot more exciting in the classroom and from the podium.